What's up, everybody? My name is Rashida Jackson, and you are listening to Focused Friday. It is not Friday. It's actually, at the time of recording this, it is just after Easter, and I had some things that were interesting to me that happened that I wanted to share with you guys, and I had a new format to try out, so I thought I'd share with you in this manner and just see how it works out. We'll see. But before I get into that, let me give you a little bit of backstory, which is the reason I'm sharing this is because there's a podcast that's on Anchor that's called Walk in Truth or something of that nature. If you type in Walk in Truth, I think it's the only podcast that comes up, and it's a minister. I forgot his name. He says it at the end of every episode, and he shared on... last week he shared for his audience to share with him about what they believe. What is Easter Sunday to them? And what does Easter mean to them, to be exact? And I felt a little ashamed because I was like, I don't know. And I'm a believer, you know, and I'm at a point right now where I really don't want to just start saying things for the sake of saying them, you know. So I wanted to call in, but I didn't, because I didn't have anything to say that was from my heart. And today I want to share with you guys what Easter means to me, even after the fact. Easter technically probably should be celebrated every day, because we should celebrate every day that Jesus rose. Let me give you a little bit more backstory before I share with you actually what Easter means to me. And I'll begin with yesterday or the day before. I serve in a position called pro-presenter at church, which is basically putting up lyrics and different slides from church on the big screen so that everybody can see Bible verses, different things like that. And I recently learned last week, I thought I was serving at the 11 o'clock service, and turned out I was serving at the 9 o'clock service. I was like super, you know, tempted to be nervous, because and the reason I was tempted to be nervous, it was because I didn't feel like I had enough rehearsal time and with the praise team. So, and anyway, that kind of nerve wracked me, but I was like, you know what, let me just, and I wanted to make sure I was going to get enough sleep. Those were the two big things, because we rehearsed Saturday nights and we had to flip around and be at the church something like 7 a.m. In addition to that, we were planning to possibly pick up a friend at that same time. So just a little tempting to get the nerves racked up, but I said, you know what, I've planned for this ahead of time. God's put on my heart to plan and prepare for this. I did. I'm going to just rest in that and just trust God and expect all to go well, because there has been a pattern the last couple times that I've served this early at for ProPresenter, that something happens the night before. I wouldn't even say there's just a pattern, but maybe the last two times before this, something happens the night before that just gets me riled up. It might have just been one time, but whatever. So I go to bed at an early time, because like I said, I got to be there at like 7 something. So that means I got to get up if I want to actually be ready. I need to be up for something like 5:30. And so I went to sleep 10 o'clock, and my husband gets out of bed at something like 4 a.m. And at that time, there's this bird that's been sitting outside of our window that is like chirping loud. And we're like, dude, it is 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, what are you doing? And for whatever reason, between my husband getting up and the bird chirping and the moving around and the light going off, I was just up from like 4:15 on, and I wasn't happy about it, because I wanted to just be asleep. I was just so upset about that. But I tried to keep a good perspective, the right perspective, and I started to ask myself and ask the Father, why is this happening to me? Like, why has this pattern been going on? And this still has something to do with what Easter means to me, so just follow. So after that, I'm like, Lord, I'm gonna just go ahead, get ready to go to church. Let me go to church. We did. I set up for prayer presenter. Like I said, we had a couple changes that was tempting to be like, nah, you know, because it's like last minute little tweaks, but it's all a part of the training, I think, for something greater. So service actually went good. Went to the 11 o'clock service because we had two services today where we usually have one. I got changed, went to the 11 o'clock service. After service, I'm excited to take pictures. I knew there was a lot of cute things to take pictures of, especially with kids doing Easter egg hunts afterward. And so I'm excited to do that. But a normal fashion of my husband, he disappears after service, almost every service. And it's not uncommon for me to be like, where is my husband? But when my husband leaves, he usually takes the phone with him, which that was the thing that I wanted, to take pictures of other people, because we just got the 7 plus. And so I had that going on. I'm like, okay, woosah, you know, don't get upset, take some pictures with some friends. Just went on about that. And after service, I told my husband, I was looking for you, looking for the phone. He apologized. He's like, here's the phone so you can take pictures. I'm like, photo opportunities are gone now. You know, I even tried to go take the phone to go and take some pictures of some kids, and it just didn't work out. They're all eating candy and stuff. It was a wrap. And then I was like, not going to get upset about that. Anyway, come home to cook and all these different things. And after that, my husband goes and takes our friend that we picked up for the 11 o'clock service to work. And when he comes back, I had just woken up from a surprise nap that I didn't even know I was taking. And I am wanting to pick up where I left off. Well, if you didn't catch from the last thing that I said, my husband and I share a phone. And so that's the phone that has like internet access, all this stuff. And he wanted to get on it. And not only did he want to get on it, he wanted to like be musical and talk and things like that. He does these things. And I'm just like, I just want quiet. I just want quiet. That's all I want. And all these different things are coming up. So the fear, the not being able to sleep, all these different things are coming up, you know, just little by little. And after a while, you know, in the middle of my husband, you know, playing these musical things and doing all this stuff, it clicks to me what Easter means to me. And what clicked was that the thing that means most to me about Easter is because God thought enough about creation and all the different things that was gonna go on when he put Adam here, because I'm pretty sure him being the omnipotent God, he knew there was probably a chance, you know, Adam was gonna do something that he shouldn't. And so he would have to come up with a backup plan for that, and to send Jesus and for him to live the life that he did and to die the death that he did. And the fact that he got up 2000 years ago today-ish. I don't know if it's today for sure, but hey, just walk with me, you know, with it. Like I said, just follow. He got up though. And when he got up, he rose with all power in his hand, but not just that. He gave that power to us. He made it possible because he got up. He made it possible for Gentiles and Jews alike to be able to walk in that power. And what is that power that we're able to walk in? Dominion over the enemy, and not just the enemy, but dominion over our flesh, our sinful temptation nature or whatever. The temptation that we have to do just crazy things, or even sin in flesh. We have the power and dominance over that, the authority over that. Again, like what Adam did in before sin happened. It's just, you know, now we have to kind of, you know, exercise that same authority along with living in this world at the same time, which, you know, is a challenge, but God is working that together for our good, because it is developing us into the different things that we need to do day to day. And so I wanted to share that with you, because what I realized at that moment was The reason that Easter is so important to me is because I have in me the ability to not submit to the flesh when the bird that has been chirping all night. I had just woke up to it at 4, but my husband said it does that every night, all night long. And God is so awesome because he just gave me compassion for it, because we were like, okay, birds usually chirp at the beginning of the day, not at night. So could this be a baby bird, especially since it just turned spring? Who knows? I don't know. But anyway, I have the ability not to yield to my flesh when we have things like what just happened to me at night, you know, happen, and I'm up earlier than I want to be. I have the ability to not give into my flesh when fear comes up, and give into sin and fear when fear comes up and I'm afraid of whatever it may be, serving in purpose in her or whatever it may be. And I have authority over my flesh to not act outside of love with my husband. I can submit to love instead of all the other things that could be submitted to at that time. Because most people be like, man, my working my nerve, blah, 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 you know, whatever. You know, I have a chance to operate in love and things like that. So I don't know if you are going to listen to this, the pastor that ministers on Walk in Truth, but thank you for presenting that opportunity and asking that question, because it really challenged me to really analyze why Easter is important to me. In addition to that, I will say this. Another thing that brought that to mind is reading Miss Catherine Free's book, Beyond Salvation, because a lot of people receive the pass not to go to hell, but do they receive the full benefits of what salvation provides for you? And in that, both of those questions in my mind kind of started this cycle, and I hope it challenges and it encourages you also during this time. So that's all I had to say, folks, and we'll just see how this new recording venture goes, and we'll see where this goes. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to talking to you more on Friday. Hey, it's Rashida Jackson again. Thank you so much for listening to this Monday edition. It's kind of an audio blog of sorts, but I appreciate you listening. Listen, I just wanted to share with you guys the podcast that I was referring to in the message that I just posted, and it is a podcast called Walk in Truth Word here on Anchor. I'm not sure if this segment that I'm recording right now is going to push out to all the other platforms, but it's called Walk in Truth Word, and it is administered by Dr. James Sutton, I believe is his name. So I just wanted to shout him out and let you guys know to go listen to his podcast. And he's been really ministering some things that are really encouraging change. And there are two favorite podcasts I have right now. There are a lot of so many different varieties of things that I'm digging, but word wise, I've really been digging Walk in Truth Word and 5-Minute Inspiration. So if you haven't checked those out, go ahead and check those out. And yeah, thank you so much again for listening. Hope to hear you tuned in on Friday. Bye, guys.
It is always good to wake up to someone who's thinking, especially those who are in the body of Christ. One of the sayings, which is not my own, but I have adopted it for our church, is we want to get saved people thinking and thinking people saved. And I see you're a thinking saint. I laugh at sometimes people go to church and sit on the best part of their brain, but you will go further in your relationship with God because you're thinking. The Bible never tells us to lose control of our mind. Actually, it tells us to have a somber mind, a mind that's focused on Christ. So I thank you for your thought-provoking statements, and I want to encourage you to keep on thinking. If you want to check out more of the content of what we teach, go to Walk in Truth Radio SoundCloud and you can listen to all the messages. Peace. And I just want to commend you again, because you know time ran out. But please continue to listen. Tell others about Walk in Truth Christian Fellowship Church. We're also on Facebook. My personal site is James Sutton II. You're more welcome to join that. I have a lot of content on there. Things that I want to provoke thought on, videos and things like that. I tell people, we don't have to agree upon everything, but I need to understand everything that comes into my mind. So continue to listen. Throw me back some questions. Feel free to contact me, Facebook, Instant Messenger, or however you may choose. But again, I want to encourage you to keep going forward. I want you to have a peaceful, blessed, and thinking day. Peace.